Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who cherish his word. He loves us, folks. He cares about us in every way of life. All of his word is life. His word gives us the understanding we need. It charges our heart. And because as we believe it, it can't charge our heart unless we believe it and receive it as true. When this process doesn't happen, a person can read the word and not benefit. Remember the parable of the sower. The sower sowed the word, and some seed fell by the wayside. This represents an unresponsive heart to the word of God, a heart that is hardened against the word of God. A person can be so entrenched in their belief system that they won't receive the words of life. And until we receive the life of God in our hearts, it's impossible for it to help us. This is why Isaiah blinded the Jews that went rogue, that kept lusting after idolatry. This is why Isaiah blinded their eyes. Now, in chapter 5, it tells you why the Lord had him to blind the eyes of his own people. He said, they have eyes, but they see not, ears, and they hear not. He said, their heart is fat. They won't listen. And then Isaiah said, how long? And then he said, basically, till the tribulation happens, when people are removed from their homes, wars, all these things, they were scattered about, and then they were regathered as a nation. And then they, you know, all these things happen according to Isaiah's prophecy. And then in chapter 28, we see the Jewish leaders trying to understand God's word, and they couldn't understand it. They took it to the educated. He said, I can't understand it. Took it to the uneducated. He said, I'm not learned. They couldn't understand it either. Because the first step in receiving from God, your heart has to be receptive. Now, and a person can tell you all the ins and outs about following God and knowing God and the benefits of learning his word and what will happen if you do. But if you don't do it from the heart, it's not going to work. If you seek God, you know, I tell my children, seek God, follow him. He can help you direct your path. That won't work unless they do it from their own heart. If they did it because I said do it, reluctantly, it wouldn't work. They wouldn't get the benefit I did. I just tell them what the Lord tells me. And if they do it from their heart, they will benefit. And more so because they're a generation. The generation, they take up after their kind. And everybody has barriers to break in order to do this. People are persuaded. You know, we talked about different worlds in this one earth. This one world has many different societies in it, comprised of different age groups, different race, friends, the type of person people like to be around. Some are worldly, some are godly, some are religious, some are religious and ungodly. Some are religious and godly. Some love God. Some just go along to get along. You got all these different groups of people. Some people don't believe God. Some are wealthy, some are poor. So in their world, things are the way that they believe they are. But when people see more light, no matter what they believe, no matter what they think, no matter how they judge, when they see the light in action, they have to change. They have to do something. They either have to receive it or reject it. Now, Jesus said that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. So, the Lord usually has to use the few laborers to do a lot of work. And most ministers are overworked, the ones that will do it God's way. And the ones that won't do it God's way, they can't gather the harvest, because they don't labor with God. Their human effort don't count. It doesn't do good. It doesn't do much. The only thing that makes us effective is when we obey and follow God. A lot of people are anointed among ministers. Many of them are anointed to do things differently than what they're actually doing. And they really don't have an anointing for what they chose to do. But if they ever get in position, see, the anointing is territorial. It works where God sent you to work it. It doesn't always work anywhere you are. It depends on what the Lord anointed you to do, and how, and what He gave you to do. If He tell you where to start a church, for instance, that's where you're going to be effective. That's where your anointing is going to work its best. But if you go somewhere else, you have the anointing, and it'll work good, but it's not as good as where God directed you to go. Because for several reasons. One, your role, your training, the people that, where you're going to end up can be different than where you began. You're going to learn things, you know, I've learned different elements from different pastors. See, our traditions, they want you to go to church and stay there for life and help the pastor for life. And then maybe God will bless you to continue it or whatever. You know, tradition is, that's just the mind of man. But the road of God is totally better. He'll send you where you'll be effective. And then at the right time, He may have you to help another pastor in another city or even down the street. And you learn elements as you go. And then when He releases you into an assignment, you have the elements you need. And that's how life works. God is wise and He thinks of everything. Now, you won't be a church hopper like people are brand you, but if you follow God, whatever He gives you to do, it works. If you'll be obedient, then you're going to learn what you need to learn. And God told me what He had me to go to different churches for different reasons. That's how I know this. And I learned many good things from the different pastors I had to deal with. And I love all of them. There was no, I never left in anger. And I always pray for the ministries. But I was doing assignments. I do things by assignment. People didn't always judge it the way I did. But I received what God said, and I had a vow to do what He told me to do. But I know for a fact that I learned elements I couldn't have learned any other way, following the road that God gave me. The anointing, you have a training time to help you to understand and operate according to the anointing, because it's going to require your faith. And the Lord will help you. But tradition, they don't think of all, they can't think of all those things. Now, as we go forward in life, we have to receive God's word. All the people we encounter with their different persuasions and understandings and advice, Sometimes because people receive poor advice, it hinders them from receiving better advice. Until they receive the light. When they see the light in operation, they have to make a judgment. They can't get away with saying, I don't know, or I didn't know that. You expose everything as it is, for what it is, by the light of God's word. And people need that. They need things to be exposed right. And because it's not exposed properly, people can't judge properly. And they're stuck in their world and trapped in their own mindset until they receive more light. That's why doing things God's way is so important. And if you continue in the path of the Lord, you're gonna be blessed, and you're gonna cause other people to be blessed, and you're gonna do the better things in life. Making the right judgment calls is important. As we go forward in the Lord our God doing His word and His will, we learn things we couldn't learn any other way. And it's a blessing. And it equips us to understand people better. And then you're more useful to the Lord. When the Lord gives you an assignment, you're more apt to complete it. Now, I thought about conviction. When the Lord had me to go to other churches and all my course in life, the things He gave me to do in ministry and in business, I saw needs of the people. And I saw problems that needed healing. And it helped me to have conviction for the things of God, and to take things more seriously. I was dedicated because I had conviction. I saw the needs of the people. I was unconcerned with cold religion. I didn't want to do it the way of the world, the failing way. I decided to do things God's way, and I depended on Him even more, and I trusted Him. See, conviction comes from somewhere. People have conviction for a reason. They see the need, they believe in what they're doing, and they want to solve a problem. And they become dedicated. And they have great expectations to get the problem solved. And the Lord told me, He said, the biggest problem is my people don't follow me. And I saw how no matter what people believe in their world, around their people, how they see things, that only God could guide them to perfection. Not just so that they'll survive this life and barely make it in heaven, but He will show them how to turn their world upside down like the 12 apostles did. When Paul was in court, they said, you men have turned the world upside down. That's what we are designed to do, to undo what Satan did. Remember, Satan was an angel. And he was brilliant. And he became Satan. And the Lord said, you seal up the sum. He was a master at what he did. And he turned on God. He was anointed for a very glorious purpose. And then he turned against what God wanted him to do. And he caused angels to fall, because he's the father of lies. And then he was involved with man's fall through temptation. Any of his desires can throw you off track. And it can take you so far into darkness, you can't get back on your own. unless the Lord give you light. And the way God gives us light, we live according to the words of Jesus, and it changes everything. The words of Jesus is so powerful that it can cause people to see and judge what's right and know how to make the changes they need to make. Jesus is really powerful. Satan is a liar. Nothing you do has foundation. And if you trust him, you're going to die miserably and hard. It's not going to be good. Satan can tempt people with an easy life of no consequence. That's an illusion. And when you begin to go to the light, you can see how trapped you were. You can realize what a trap you were in. And all of your convenience and everything you thought was the best thing in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, it was holding you back from life. See, all the things of Satan, it's enmity against God. Men that lust after women, that is enmity against God. That can cause you to change your mind and be angry with God over time, not in one day. Remember, everything in the kingdom of God works in seed form, and Satan always copies what God does in reverse. His evil comes in seed form, subtle, a little bit. The serpent was more subtle than all the animals God made. So the enemy got the serpent to talk to Eve. He put this plan together. He went to the weakest link. He saw that, he evaluated the situation. Adam loved his wife, and he saw how he would try to please her. And then he said, if I can get her on board, I can get him on board. How can I get her on board? He used the serpent to say a little lie that seemed good to solve a problem. And she was deceived by it. And then she got Adam on board, and he chose to sin against God. His plan worked. We're dealing with a brilliant sorcerer. That Satan is a witch. I mean, he is a full tilt witch. And we need to obey God to undo his craftiness. As we go forward in the things of God, we can turn our worlds upside down. Every world has some good in it because God put a part of himself in every person. So sincerity attracts sincerity. When people see the light, the most sincere people will come first. They'll be the first to conceptualize the things of God. And they'll begin to operate in the things of God on a low level. And that's enough light to get others to come in over time. And remember, when you change a man, there's a godly influence in his home. When a woman turns to God, there's a godly influence in her home, among her friends, among her world. When people go to church, the pastor gets a chance to reach different worlds. He has the child world, the teenage world, the adult world, the male world, the female world, the single and the married. All these different societies in one church, in one building. And then they go to work in their world. And they carry the same message that he preached. Now, they may not preach it traditionally like he did, but they live it. And see, people don't, they think in one dimension. They think you got to tell people what you learned. But you heard what he said, and you act on it, and you do it in their sight. You make your judgments in their sight. You solve problems in their sight. From that message. Now think of every message you've heard. It gets into your character. It gets into your action. It gets into your advice. If you receive it. We have, as we receive God's word, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's the way it works, folks. It's beautiful. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.